here's a story from The World.
The president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko, has been in power for 26 years. In August, a contested presidential vote gave him another five. But with this election, Belarusians said enough, and they took to the streets. They've been there pretty much ever since. Today, from exile in Lithuania, opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya gave Lukashenko an ultimatum: step down or she'll call a nationwide strike. Her announcement comes a day after Belarus's interior minister said police will be allowed to use lethal force to disperse protesters. Daniel Balson is Amnesty International's advocacy director for Europe and Central Asia and joins us from Washington. What does it mean exactly that the government of Belarus is ready to use lethal force if necessary? Have they specified what they actually mean?
Well, it's important for people to understand that it's not as if the government of Belarus has been treating the protesters with kid gloves. Amnesty International has documented clear violations of human rights. This has included stun grenades. It's included water cannons. It's included beatings. I would also add that torture is foundational to the way the government of Belarus treats protesters. And this is not just my supposition. This is well-documented fact. Social media channels have been replete with videos of security services beating, restrained, and detained demonstrators. And the detention center on Akhristian Street has become one of the most notorious holding facilities in the world.
So if police have now been given orders from the interior minister to use lethal force, what do you expect is going to happen? Will it increase the resolve of protesters? Or is this kind of the moment where the movement peters out with people thinking maybe this is not worth dying for?
Well, of course, it would be a stunning escalation for the government to use live rounds against peaceful demonstrators. But to date, what we've been seeing in Belarus is nothing short of a rule by balaclava. We've been seeing masked men drag peaceful demonstrators into unmarked cars, masked men hold peaceful demonstrators in detention, masked men torture them, and masked men testify against them in court. So demonstrators in Belarus have been on the receiving end of stunning brutality. They've still come out into the streets.
So that's the side of the police and the authorities. When we say the protesters are continuing today, what does it actually look like? Like, what kind of numbers are we talking about? And is the energy as strong as it was a month ago in Minsk and other cities?
This is actually a very interesting point, because the deputy minister in his remarks referred to the demonstrators as violent extremists. But let me share with you what our researchers have been seeing on the ground. We've been seeing tens of thousands of demonstrators peacefully marching, showing incredible restraint and resilience, picking up garbage from the streets, even taking off their shoes before climbing on public benches. This has been, while not coordinated from any one particular focal point, a remarkably well-organized, organic protest that has shown restraint, that has not engaged in violent acts. That juxtaposes these demonstrators quite clearly with these incredibly bellicose and violent threats.
The protesters are taking off their shoes before standing on government benches. What does it tell us about what motivates these activists?
According to the Belarusian Ministry of Interior, 6,700 individuals have been detained. This is likely an undercount. What this means is that many individuals on the street know personally someone, a friend, a neighbor, a family member who've been taken into custody. They follow social media accounts that document images of bruises, of violence, of abuse that has been meted out at the hands of Belarusian security forces. These are the motivating factors that are bringing them out into the streets. To date, what we have seen is that violence from the government of Belarus has simply caused more anger and more outrage, not less. And the Belarusian protesters have not been intimidated.
Daniel Balson with Amnesty International. He's their advocacy director for Europe and Central Asia. Thank you very much, Daniel.
Marco, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.